What about specific markers to predict response to specific chemotherapeutic agents within the genomic health profile?
We don't have that kind of marker, and actually, it will be very interesting to see whether anybody will be really able to do that. Because, I mean, I've been working within the NSABP trial in neoadjuvant setting, some studies to see whether we can use microarray gene expression profiling to be able to predict treatment response. And what we are finding is actually a fairly kind of general set of markers like proliferation. And the genomic health study with Luca Gianni's group in neoadjuvant trial for Texas also kind of shows that proliferation markers are predictive, and surprisingly, immune-related pathways are somehow predictive.
Really?
Right.
What kind of immune pathways?
It's like many, many genes, like histocompatibility genes, the chemokines, and immunoglobulin genes. And actually, what I found in neoadjuvant study, not published yet, is very interesting that there seems to be a specific subset of breast cancer that has a high expression of this so-called immune pathway. I don't know if it's expressed by cancer cells or by stroma cells there, but they seem to have fairly high PCR rate. So it will be very interesting to see whether we can use this kind of set of general blunt tools of high-throughput screening of gene expression or whatever, or proteomics or whatever, to be able to sort out markers for specific chemo. And obviously, when we are designing the study, that's our goal, and that's our hypothesis, that we can use these kind of tools to be able to dissect out response to specific chemo. But I'm beginning to have a suspicion that they might not be possible because the tools we are using is too blunt. Yeah, too blunt.
What about things like topoisomerase?
Yeah, there are, I think, the hypothesis-driven studies like TOPO2 seem to be generating more interesting data. That I think there are data coming out to show that, for example, in the Danish group, that the TOPO2 actually predicts relative benefit from CEF versus CMF, for example. So there are, I think, those hypothesis-driven studies will generate more individualized data for each drug. And for example, the MD Anderson study based on microarray have found this marker called tau that might predict response to Taxol. But in our study, we don't find that. So we will see how reproducible that kind of markers are.
Are you looking at the tumors in B18 and B27, the two preoperative studies?
In B27, I'm doing microarray analysis on paraffin block to see whether we can develop markers that predict AC and AC followed by T. But the microarray analysis using paraffin block turned out to be a real challenge. So I'm desperately trying to work with many different investigators to come up with the ideal methodology to do that.